Exclusive to Sky Racing. Sky Sports Radio gives you the chance to talk carnival racing every Monday morning on Punters Post. This is the weekend's racing highlights with Ron Hussey and Dean Lester.
So all eyes are on her in the Riesling.
Okay,
and,
welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Taree. More on the country championship heats here for the Mid-North Coast horses in just a moment. But two more races to show you in Melbourne, and they are the Futurity and the Peter Young Stakes. Firstly, to the Futurity, Toss and Stardom was backed up, and Blackheart Bart just does what Blackheart Bart does.
That's exactly right. And what he does, he wins. And he wins more often than not. He's just a tremendous old horse, isn't he? He's just a born winner. You think he's hitting a flat spot here. And at one stage here, when Toast and Starden, who'd never had a run at 1,400, mind you, when he burst through here, you think, well, he's got to be last man standing here. But he wasn't. Bart just stuck that big head out of his, and he has a go and savages the line. He was very good, Toast and Starden. There's something in him.
That's two good runs now since he's joined the
race. I don't know what Darren's thinking with him. Whether he's thinking he's a Queen Elizabeth horse even, I don't know.
Turned up the Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, so whether he wants to take on Winx or get a softer option there, whatever they decide, it's a second preparation for Darren now, and I'm expecting him to win a big race placed right there. Ecuador, well, what can you say about Ecuador? He's as brave as they come. He stayed at 1,400 a few times now, so he's ready to step up in distance now. Nice Guineas trial there from Attention against the older horses. He battled on well. It'll be interesting coming into this Guineas next week. We've got a week of rain coming up, or storms, whether we might get a few defectors from Sydney looking for a dry track and a few defectors from Melbourne looking for a wet track. So a little bit of toing and froing to be done as far as the two Guineas is next week, as we'd say.
Boys had an extra hour sleep.
Okay, let's go to the Peter Young Stakes. I saw Stratum Star win in the West, the Group 1 Kingston Town, but my appreciation grew Duff after he won it on that hot day on the Gold Coast. The Magic Millions carrying the big weight to a journey that he hadn't got to before. Here he is coming back and winning a decent race, the Group 2 Peter Young, the old St George Stakes.
Just spoke about Bard, Blackheart Bard. This horse is in his shadow. I wouldn't think his shadow was too long. He is an absolute iron horse. He travels. He puts himself there as well, and he has a go and digs in. He's a complete racehorse in his own right. The United States went well. Look, this Humidor is a nice horse. But he's got to learn to straighten up. You know, not going to win Group 1s, you know, wanting to hang in and not go straight. So I'd suggest he's got a bit of work to do to straighten this horse up. Every time I've seen him, he wants to hang in and not really flatten out and savage the line like his stable mates there. United States was great. Jamaica was a dead set total forgive. She was exposed four deep the whole way. She had to go forward.
Brian Leggett on also from the club and tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was very soft.
The program here. Race 1 comes up at 105. 3 horse like that, the scratchings is number 3, a roller 7, to do and that 13. Now, your tab fixed odds here, race 1. Number 1, a lot like home open. $6
okay,
today is now
3. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look at the country championship heats here at Taree. Brian Leggett, the CEO, is going to join me. Gary Cleese is making his debut on Thoroughbred Weekly. He's beside himself standing over there. There's two of him. And Wayne Wilkes is going to join us as well, who trained Shotgun Roulette, one of the main contenders for this year's country championship heat. And Wayne's brother Ian trains the favourite for this year's Kentucky Derby, believe it or not. That's coming up and more on Thoroughbred Weekly when we return.
He finished second. He was only beaten a length and a half. He put himself up on the speed, and he was just really taken on in the middle stages, and I thought this condition gave out Glyn Schofield here to ride. The 5 in I Am Serious, she's on debut. She's a nice filly. She showed a little bit of promise at the barrier trials, one being this preparation where she did show speed to lead over the 1,000. And she certainly wasn't asked for an effort down the straight. Looks like she had plenty to offer, but she's just debuted on the 1,250 from a tricky barrier, but she is trained on track. And for fourth, I have In Jaded Dream. She's probably been her own worst enemy throughout her career. She has a few barrier manners, but she had the one trial leading into this, and that was at Rose Hill over the 1,000 metres. She was ridden quiet. She was out the back, and she was under the riding down the straight, but I thought she lengthened quite nicely. Her only placing did come on a soft track. She gets half over the limit from a soft draw. 1, 4, 5, and 11.
Okay, 1, 4, 5, 11, race one, race two at 140, a class one and maiden over 2,000 metres. And you've got a field of 10 here. We have no scratchings to report at this stage. Money for number one, Arjen, opened $8 today, now $4.20. The toppy, Two Marvel at 26. Your odds on pick is three, Powercraft, Chris Lee's Aaron Bullock at $1.75. Four, Prince Caruso, 120. Five, Southern Delight, 18. Six, California, 17. Seven, Runaway Jet, $10 into $6.50 today. 8 Lucky Show at $12, 9 IB A Star at $26, and 10 Queen Electra at $26. An odds on pick here, but some money for a couple of other runners. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live from Taree, and it is Country Championship Heat Day here on the Mid-North Coast. The Country Championship horses from the heat last year ran quite well in the final. Another beauty this year. Hello, Gary Cleese. How excited? Tell the world how excited you are to be on this show.
Greg, I woke up this morning and I thought I was dreaming. I really did. I didn't think I could ever make it this number one. I used to do a lot on off the beaten track.
Yeah, that got cancelled pretty quick.
Yeah, it got canned, didn't it? I'm over the moon. Really over the moon.
And this man sitting on our left is Brian Leggett, CEO of the club. Look, we've had a lot of rain. It was raining just before we came on air, but thankfully it looks like it's cleared up, and that might be it, Brian.
Well, it does. We've had 7 mil this morning since about 6 o'clock, but that's nothing compared to what they've had up the coast of Port Macquarie and Laurie. We had a lot of phone calls from Laurerton in that area, but I can assure those people that we had one big shower and a couple of ones, but that's been it. You might see in the background we've got some blue sky, so we're very hopeful.
You stayed at Port Macquarie last night.
Well, it started there about 10 o'clock and never stopped right through the night, and had a heap of thunderstorms. But this track, Greg, Scotty Olsen's done it, even the ground staff have done a magnificent job with this track, and for the last 12 months it just plays really good, and it'll play good here today. I mean, they're good course graders, I know their job, but like I said, that little bit of rain, we didn't want it. Probably 7 mil would have been nice, but nevertheless, the cards were dealt with, but let's hope it keeps away and can all go ahead.
What have you got planned for today?
Big day, huge day, unfortunately because of the low cloud and the rain. One of the features we were hopeful of having of the trophies being delivered by the parachuters, we've had to cancel that, but that's the only thing we've got. We've got the Town Cry, we've got the Magician, we've got the Jazz Band, we've got the Kids Entertainment, we've got the VIP lunch, we've got the race day packages, big day.
And how are the bookings been?
Yeah, it's been very good. Everything's all the race day packages all booked out, and we've had a lot of interest from throughout the whole Mid Coast area to coming. So please do come. Don't let the little bit of rain, I promise it has only been a little bit of rain, put you off. We've got plenty of cover here with the bookmakers ring and all the other surrounding covered areas. We've got the one other function room available. There's nothing going on in there, so there's seating in there for 120 people.
And you've got a Corey Brown room too.
Yeah, the
Corey Brown room, yes. Corey's returning today to the Prodigal Son. The Corey Brown room, it'll probably become the Kids Entertainment room today. But
he'll fit in well there.
So we'll probably have one of the jumping castles in there and the face painting in there, just in case we have a shower or two in the afternoon.
He'll fit right in.
in.
We're looking forward to having Gary and Corey back. And, of course, we've got four Group 1 riders in the main race, which we've never had at Taree before, with Corey, Glenn Schofield, Jay Ford, and, of course, the almighty Robert Thompson. So it's just fantastic. The biggest day in this race club's history.
Well, that's fantastic. It was a great day last year, and we look forward to it today. It's a great field. We're going to talk more about the field. But, Brian, good luck, and we'll talk to you through the day.
Thanks much, gents.
Good on you. There's Brian Leggett. We'll let him go, and we'll bring in Wayne Wilkes, who's going to come in and join us in just a moment to talk about this field. Overall, you were at Port Macquarie on that very hot day when Ever So Natural came storming down the outside to win. And right there and then you thought, well, here he goes again. He's another player. He ran in it last year.
Well, actually, he should have won it last year, Greg. He sat four wide the entire trip last year, and he ran second in the race. He dead set should have won it. I'm not kidding you. His win was huge at Port Macquarie the other day. He was a mile off him down the back. Probably in fairness to him, the way the track was playing that day late, they were getting out wide, and he got out wide. But I tell you what, he looked enormous in the mounting yard. He's just setting for the race, Cliffy Bashford. And look, he rounded him up. He'd have been 10 lengths off him leaving the 600-metre mark, and he just put paid on. And that was 1,200. This goes to the 14. It's going to be very hard to beat.
All right. Well, local trainer Wayne Wilkes is joining us now. And you were at Port Macquarie, but you've relocated down to Taree.
Yeah, I've been down here now probably just under 12 months. Last March I moved down here, through different factors and everything else, but the move's been very positive.
Mm-hmm. And what caused the move? Was it while the track was under being done up, or was it just a change?
A bit of both. The track was getting done up and sort of limiting the training facilities. And the move down here, I'm based sort of halfway between Port and Taree, so it doesn't affect my lifestyle one bit. So more opportunities are down here at the moment.
Okay. Well, what about Shotgun Roulette? Another one that I was there at Port Macquarie the day she won, and you said, there she goes, she's off to the country championship. Has everything gone to plan since that run?
Yeah, I'm more than happy with her. She's stepped up. Like we've mapped this plan out for a while since she last went out. She's went to the Queen of the North quite well and won that, and then now we're stepping up to the country championships, and she seems to race better, a bit on the fresh side.
Yeah, well, Wayne, you trialed her going into that. Normally you don't, and you did with this at all. But this man, her first up record's impeccable. She's yet to win second up.
Yeah, that's right. You probably look, she's run second probably twice second up, so she's not far off him. We've probably backed up a little bit quicker in previous starts, previous time second up, whereas this time we've given her, probably roughly around the 4 weeks.
We were just talking over there a while ago, the speed on the race. You got Hippy IO gets the blinkers on first time. This is his third run back today. You would think he'd go forward. Cogley Air's got to go forward from that gate. You got Artover, and you got Port Gold, and even your other little mare, Fox Creek, they go awfully hard up there. So that's going to set you up nice, isn't it?
It is. As you said, a heap of speed in the race. We're looking to get a nice run just in behind him, a tricky barrier, but I've got Corey on, which is a big plus. Nothing like my apprentice Chloe Baker has done a terrific job on her in track work and in races. She won the Queen of the North with her in a great ride. Corey's here, he's a Group 1 rider, so we're looking for, he can get her out of the gates and get her in a great position.
Can I ask you one question? She's so much better than me when she gets to the outside.
Yeah, definitely. I think she just needs that bit of room to see a little bit of daylight, and she'll try.
What have her soft track runs been like? Have there been some good ones amongst those?
There has. We were in a couple of group races on a soft track, and we wouldn't say she didn't handle them. She's handled them quite well, but she was up against a lot better horses, quality horses. I'm quietly confident the soft track's not going to worry her.
We've got a soft. Do you think it's any worse than soft?
No, that heavy rain just before this program started, Greg, was pretty heavy. Look, I think we might even get a little bit worse than that first put up. I mean, that was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Here about 10 minutes to 10, it was real heavy rain. But this track can drain really good. And like I said, the boys have done a great job with it. So it'll be interesting to see when Drew Smith gets here.
I think a big plus about her today is that she's here at Taree, because she seems to love it here.
Yes, she does. Well, she's won three races, and two of them have been here at Taree. So it's her home track now. you know, she's won, she's raced well here all the time.
Well, I think the two horses, Ever So Natural and her, are just really, really made for this track because they like to swing off the bend and they really let down late. And, they're both trained here, so they've done plenty of work, but both their records are great. I'm just querying her record on the soft, where Ever So Natural's been on soft, he's been on heavy ground and been placed in heavy ground. That's my only query with her, but I will say one thing, this preparation, she's a lot better in the mounting yard than what she was last prep. And she's certainly a lot bigger than what she was.
Yeah, she is. I think it's come with maturity. Being a mare, 4-year-old mare now, she's taken a while just to mature and just settle down and think about things and what racing's all about. Soft going. As I said, I'm quietly confident she'll handle it. No worries.
And probably be getting out. You know, they're not like some tracks that we see on rain affected tracks where they get to the outside fence here. They never ever do that. I haven't seen them come down the outside fence here for a long, long time. So that probably holds her in good stead, right up in that middle part where probably the better ground is.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, full credit to Scotty Olsen and the team here. You know, they do a terrific job. You know, they're only too willing to help you out. But as you said, you know, you won't be getting right to the outside fence. The whole track should place there.
Right, now let's bring in a very interesting fact about your family. Your brother Ian trains in the States. How long has he been over there for?
He's probably been over there just under 30 years now.
18
yes. And 12 come under yeah, fire. Not many people know that he's over there and training. He's got a fair team of work. But you're going to allude to something in a minute.
I spoke to you some time ago at Kempsey. I met your brother here one day at Taree here at the meeting, and he had a horse that had won a big race over there. Oh, God. Would have been 5-6 years ago. I was doing that wonderful show off the beat.
Yeah, that I will repeat, got canned. Right. Go ahead. Yeah. What was that? What was that win?
That was, I'm trying to think of the race. It just eluded me now, but it's the richest race in America.
The Breeders' Cup Classic.
Breeders' Cup Classic, which is a $5 million race.
Started with M.
Yeah. Can you tell me that?
No, I can't.
I wish you'd come better prepared. I want to talk about another horse. But he's been training over there for 30 years. He has the equal favourite for this year's Kentucky Derby, a horse called McCracken. Now, he won the Sam Davis last start. He's unbeaten. A lot of people are talking about him over there. Your brother is wrapped in him. How are we going to see an Australian train a Kentucky Derby winner this year?
I think very good chance, an excellent chance. You know, Ian's been involved with a couple of Kentucky derbies. He was working with Cole NASCAR when he had Unbridled and Street Sense. Ian was probably the main track work rider for Unbridled when he won the Kentucky Derby. Then he stepped up to assistant trainer when Street Sense won. So he's had a fair bit of time over there and knows a bit about the preparations for a Kentucky Derby.
So he didn't train here in Australia?
He did briefly. He went over there and worked. He was working with Colin Hayes, and he got some contacts there and went over to America and spent a few years over there. Then he came back and started training. He started at Rose Hills there for a little while, then went to Kembla Grange, and you know, he was like most people, was struggling to get horses and everything. And then he got an offer to go back. Cole asked him to come back and you know step up to assistant trainer and everything. And he went back. He had no hesitation.
It's amazing. And look, until you called me, I think it was just before Christmas to talk about your brother. I didn't know you had a brother that trained in the States, and he'd been there for 30 years. And now to get this horse. It's going to be quite a story.
And the beauty about it, you're going over there.
I'm going to go over there.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to go. Can you imagine our little tour group sitting there singing the Australian national anthem? Has he still got the Australian accent, or has he morphed into a Yankee?
Oh, he's morphed into a Yankee. He's got the droll. So
we won't be able to tell when we get over there.
No, that's right. You'll have to go and ask him his name. But, he's older than me, so he looks a bit older than me, too.
Well, I'm going to give it one more plug. We're taking this tour to the Kentucky Derby thanks to Ambassador Travel. And if I think there's the last couple of spots are available, but there's only a couple of more spots before it has to close off. And you can ring Peter Harney or just go to the website, the best thing to do, ambassadortravel.com.au. You've seen the ads running, and it's not long now before we head over. And we might be seeing an Australian trainer and McCracken win that derby. Let's get back to the country championship heat now and have a look at this market from tab.com.au and see where they sit. What's your early thoughts? I know you're going to come back with your preview, and you'll be here with the late mail, and you'll be talking. talking a lot about this race today, but on that market, what are you thinking at this early stage?
Oh, really, ever so natural. Look, Greg, his win was too good at Port. Like I said, he should have won the race here last year. He went to the championship at Randwick and run third, and he drops 4.5 kilos on that win at Port Macquarie. This is a mare, look, the speed is really going to suit her, and she wants them to roll along shotgun roulette. I've got Coglier in there. Now, Greg, the more you go back and look at the replay, I thought he was disappointing in the run home. But the more you go back and look at it, the last 200 metres he got lifting, he's not a 1200 metre horse, he's a better 14. He can do work early. We saw him at Randwick do work and sit three wide and kick. And Porto Turio, I'll still give him a chance. I know they're saying he's not going to run the 1400 metres. Looking at him in the mount, he's a little bit above himself. He draws nice. He's got a good record here. And Robert Thompson knows him really good. But look, I think it's between Ever So Natural and Shotgun Roulette. I think them two, well, I mean, Shotgun Roulette's got the limit weight, and Ever So Natural's got 3.5 over the limit and drops in weight on that first up win. They're the two horses.
All right, do you see it like that? If you can beat Ever So Natural, you can win?
Definitely Ever So Natural's, you know, his form last start and everything. He's been here, been the country championships. He's definitely the horse to beat.
All right, and just on this track, I've asked you about how Shotgun Roulette will handle it. We've got a soft, we're probably soft five, would be six by now. Is it any worse than that from your experience here at this track?
No, definitely not. It'll probably be lucky to get to a soft six. If we don't get any more showers, you know, it might hold up to a soft five. We've still got a few hours.
We're a good way off, aren't we? And I mean, providing we don't get any more rain, because that's keeping right out there, out the west area. I mean, if it comes off the sea, where you're in trouble.
As Ronnie Duff, as he says, the worst rain you can get is during the race meeting, like we had all day yesterday. Today at Royal Randwick, but today, if that can clear up, even if we got a little shower before the first, if it stops before the first, I think we'll be right. You've got an emergency that's got to run now.
Yeah, Fox Creek, first emergency, so with one scratching, she comes into it. She'll be thereabouts. She'll race handy enough. I'm not saying she can't win, but she's, you know, if things pan out, pan the right way, she's going to be in there with a fighting chance.
She had a bad habit of sweating up last preparation, coming in the yard, really cut up.
And you've got 16 yeah, she has. She's a bit on the edge, a bit of a nervy type of horse. But, you know, it's her home track too, so we don't have to travel anywhere, and she goes all right.
One thing, she's got to push forward from that gate. You know, you can't sit back on her, because that's not a style of racing, is it?
No, that's right. You know, she's drawn awkward too, so she'll definitely push forward.
All right. Wayne, thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Okay, Gary's going to stay around. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more with Nick and Duff, and we'll wrap up the show.
So she's drawn a little bit tricky, but come the last, maybe it doesn't matter and you know she'll get through the going. The topper in Gladfly. This horse took a lot of riding on the Beaumont track last time out, sat up outside the Lido, and to be honest, he looks gone coming, turning for home. But
have you got any more news they want to know?
Yeah, just a couple little snippets. Yeah, we'll read them out.
His win was on a soft track, so well placed from the Port Perry yard. The seven in Capital Magic. I love this horse's last run. That was behind Ever So Natural. So perhaps if he wins the country championship preview, it really strengthens the form for her. She's a winner on a home track at Taree, and she is a winner on soft going, but she has had the four attempts and only been placed on one occasion.
So, have we got what's on next week and a grid?
Yeah. 1500 okay. Where she didn't see it out. So, back to the short course, back to the 1250 is a box. And the 16, I Want to Be a Jeep. No knock on him. He's only lightly raced and showed plenty of upside. He was a winner at Port, he finished second, sorry, at Port Macquarie, first up over the 1100. He covered ground in the run. He only goes up half a kilo from that performance, 3 weeks between the runs. He's had a soft trial. He does go to the 1250, but he has drawn that little bit tricky. But certainly could have had about four or five numbers in here on top for the last race. 4, 1, 7, and 6.
Okay, there's your
Okay, welcome back. Please, he's having such a good time. He decided to stay on. He'll be here all day. Nick, any other news to wrap up from yesterday's meeting at Randwick or anywhere around Australia? Of course, we've got the Randwick Guineas coming up next Saturday at Royal Randwick, and a wet week predicted as well.
Just give us an idea. What sort of time do you put into your form? Just listening to you.
Hootson had a gallop yesterday between races at Doomben and absolutely burnt the track. I think she ran about 10.6 or 10.3 or something like that for the last 200 metres, Duff. So
You mentioned before that she's probably going to stay in Brisbane,
And she looks very much in order coming off that hot Magic Millions victory. Tavago, I mentioned it yesterday, Greg, but he was very good in the Chipping Norton for a horse that hasn't done much racing over the last sort of 12 months, and he'll push on to the Sky High. And then and then probably the BMW. Just going back to She Will Reign, Greg.
All right.
The reason why she's going to run this Saturday is Gary Portelli said he looked at the long range forecast and he thinks it's possibly going to be raining on Golden Slipper Day. And he said, look, last thing I want to do is turn up there with 4 weeks between runs on what could be a really testing track.
He's getting ahead of himself.
So he's planning right ahead. And Jay Moreira will be in town in Sydney for the Challenge Stakes. He's going to ride heavily.
How's it looking in Taree? I know we've had a bucket load of rain in Sydney. Did you get any or much of it?
And that's about it at the moment, boys.
Nick, did we cover off on McIntosh? He galloped between races yesterday and bled both nostrils, and now he's out for 3 months.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Huey partnered him earlier in the day, and he bled from both nostrils, Greg. So the mandatory 3 month ban is imposed. Other than that, Huey said the horse got fantastic, so I'm just not at home on top of the on the heavy service. I didn't check with the stewards, but I was always under the impression that once the track got to a certain state, or worse, due to rain, that they didn't conduct those exhibitions.
Well, I was under that impression as well.
Might be something we may follow up this week.
Maybe coming into carnival time, they promised Chrissy could gallop, so they let him gallop. Just wrapping up, but I'll get Gaz's opinion too, because he was sitting there watching it. Guys, where does that sit yesterday with Winks in a career? I know it's not as big as a Cox Plate, and it's not as big as a Doncaster, but it was something special out there yesterday, knowing that the conditions were harsh, and would she run or won't she run? But where do you think it all sits with her when we look back on her career?
Oh, look, I don't think we just had Priscilla on going through the program race by race, and
she was glowing in her thoughts.
It's another obstacle she had to overcome.
The,
sometimes you can cuddle and wrap
the country championship qualifier. What are your thoughts about the race?
But to be a champion, you've got to be able to just, overcome a few obstacles. And she, it's just another one she did yesterday. She showed she could get out of trouble in the Doncaster and Epsom when she's found trouble. It's the first try at, these tracks, when it rains on the day, everything's vulnerable. Even champions, but she just ticked off that box. Look, she's come home and just ambled home in 37.5 or something there yesterday. I put it as a great performance to overcome an obstacle, but as far as her elite performances, I just don't think it was up to that.
There was a good tweet last night from Nathan Snow, I think it was.
That's right, at the start of the show I brought that up.
Yeah.
She just ticks all those boxes of a champion, the longevity. Wet and dry, and weight for age and handicaps, and that's what we saw yesterday. She just kicks off another one there. I'm invincible sort of thing.
Yeah, she just really had that all now. She can't get beaten. And there was a lot of theatre leading up to yesterday too, and the pressure was on not only on her but on the jockey and trainer. And I just felt like yesterday we saw just that little half tick to a box that maybe we hadn't seen previously.
When we look back on a career, it'll be one very, very memorable day. And you're a horse lover. You sit, you're at, four or five race meetings a week, but you can appreciate what you see on TV.
Yeah, it's like Ronnie said, she can handle wet, she can handle dry, but also, she can handle the small tracks, the big tracks. It's gone to Mooney Valley.
Left-handed, right-handed.
Doesn't make any difference.
Gets knocked over on the turn, still wins, can race up on the pace.
And, it was probably a game thing that Chris Waller did, but he's probably had to do it, and now he knows that she can handle it.
A very, very gutsy call. I know they're racehorses and they're to race, but she had a winning streak, and that could have been over yesterday. A very, very gutsy call to make, and the right call was made. She's home in a box, and we'll get to see her in the George Ryder. That's it. We're going to go. We're going to come back. We're going to get ready for the preview. Duff, we're on air in about an hour and a half. Duff, while you go to China Doll. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Duff.
Yeah, thank you. One thing I will say, I used to like that show off the beaten track. I reckon we should get Gary back on the road.
Did you warn the viewers that this was turning into an infomercial about the Kentucky Derby there for a bit?
Look, I just thought that while we were talking about the cracker, we might just give it one more plug. Just for Pete and the crew.
What's that, Gaz? Can I get a best of you today, Gaz?
Quarterbounds back in town.
Yes, you can. Look, I like race two, number three, Powercraft. Nick, look, he was unbelievable at Port. I know it wasn't a Nova Strong maiden, but he doesn't meet a strong mob here. And I like one of the little bit of odds around the $8 mark, race six, number four, Slippery Moss. I like the way he got home at Tamworth last start, 14. He goes to the mole with Corey Brown aboard, and he can handle a bit of giving the ground. So around that $8 Slippery Moss, I think it's good value.
Look at Nick Ashman riding them down. I know where I'll be today.
I am
in front of the TV watching Taree. Good on you. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. And stay tuned to Sky Thoroughbred Central right throughout the day. We'll be live here from Taree. Gary will join me.